WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's week of meetings with foreign leaders culminates today as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the White House. ABC's Mary Bruce has a preview.
The president and Zelensky will sign a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources. But Zelensky is also looking for security guarantees from the president to prevent Russia from invading again. And so far, Trump hasn't been willing to give them.
Federal judge may have dealt a blow overnight to President Trump's plans to cut the size of the federal workforce, ruling that the Office of Personnel Management does not have the authority to fire workers. Authorities in New Mexico say Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, appeared to have been dead for some time before their bodies were found at their Santa Fe County home Wednesday. Search warrants said pills were scattered near Arakawa's body. Day 15 in the hospital for Pope Francis, but the Pope's condition no longer described as critical by Vatican sources. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Republican lawmakers are reintroducing legislation to prohibit minors from accessing gender-affirming care in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the bill bans sex change procedures for minors. Democratic Governor Tony Evers vetoed similar legislation that reached his desk last session. A lawsuit against the Milwaukee Bucks over an incident at the end of a playoff game last May in Indianapolis. Two Indiana women sued the team, former player Patrick Beverly and former assistant coach Josh Oppenheimer, after Beverly threw a ball into the stands twice, hitting the two women. And Dane County Regional Airport saw its second highest passenger total ever last year. The airport in Madison served over 2.3 million total passengers, which falls just shy of its all-time record in 2019. Airport officials say early indicators suggest that growth could extend into this year. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be very windy today with a sprinkle or two possible. Our high in the upper 40s by midday with temperatures falling into the 30s by late afternoon. The wind today gusting to between 35 and 45. The wind will die down tonight, tomorrow sunny and colder with a high of 30. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for only $99 a month, interest free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley, 7:03 on Friday morning. Weekend's almost here. Steve Winwood on Max FM.
We won't. activities, and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. He does flow and mention her.
Today Friday?
Today's not Friday.
No, today is Friday.
And it's also the last day of the month.
Wow! How'd that happen?
I guess time flies when you're having fun, right?
And also,
February is the shortest month.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I always forget that?
At least you have the weekend.
I have something to look forward to.
All right, then. Let's get this show on the road.
Showtime!
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Woohoo! It is Friday. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It's going on 7:11. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast this morning. Today, we're going to see a high of 50 by this afternoon. It's going to cool down into the 30s. Slight chance of showers this afternoon as well. We have a wind advisory in effect from noon today to 6 p.m. this evening. Northwest winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour, gusting up to 45 miles per hour. So, yes, it's not going to be a good hair day today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 17. On Saturday, sunny, a high of 29. On Sunday, warming up, sunny with a high of 39. Now, taking a sneak peek into next week, we have shower chances, and we're looking at highs in the 40s, so we will keep tabs on that. Not too bad of a way to end out February, Emily.
No kidding, Dave. That's a nice forecast. Way to go, and thank you from all of us to you.
You are welcome. Can you believe February is almost over? It's like it's the shortest month or something.
Oh, my goodness. Ha, ha, ha. You're really on top of it on Friday. It is the shortest month, technically. I don't know if other people feel like this in February, but every year I get confused. I'm like, how many days are in this month? And then I'm like, which is it when there's a leap day? Which day is it? Does that mean the 28th? Like, I cannot keep it straight. And I'm a smart person, but it's just so weird. You know, like it's just so short, so weird. And then it's extra weird because every now and again, it's got a different day. So, yeah, I think a lot of people have that syndrome because I've had a lot of people in a business sense kind of have a scramble in the last day or two and be like, oh, shoot, the month is almost over. So they're like monthly things that they have to do.
Right.
Kind of sped up. Right.
So, yeah, exactly. Because the month's over today. We start a new month tomorrow. And yeah, it's going to cruise right on by. So it's kind of exciting, though, because you know what? We say so long to February this weekend, and we have some things to look forward to in March. And one of them is daylight saving time starts next Sunday, March 9th. Yes, you're going to lose an hour of sleep that night, but guess what? It won't get so dark so early anymore, and March 20th is going to be the first day of spring. Woohoo!
Oh my gosh, we're so close. I like February usually, but this month I was like, just get on past it. I was kind of done with it for, there's a lot of things going on, building up to some stuff in February, and I kind of wanted to just get through it. So I am cool with that. Usually I used to feel that way about March, just because, you know, March was like that last hanger on of winter.
Mm-hmm.
Because the weather's been so warm, I've been like, all right, well, March is going to turn it all around. And I've tried to give March my love over the last couple of years and say it's a special month. It's unpredictable, which makes it to me kind of fun. Like, I know it kind of stinks too. It's kind of like, oh, you have no idea if it's going to rain or snow or sleet or be really nice out. But at the same time, it's nice to have wild weather. I mean, that's why we choose to live in this state, right?
Like, well, that's like exactly it. Yeah. And that's the thing. It varies. And so, you know what? It's all good. You know, yesterday was not too bad a day to be out there. And, you know, it's kind of weird to have all the snow melted. So, you know, we have pets. So, yes, yesterday was cleanup day. But thankfully, it wasn't bad because we've been keeping on top of it just the way our precipitation has been this year. So it worked out well. And it's just I did find it's a little bit muddy yesterday. I had to go to do a site check yesterday. And, yeah, I found out, yes, it's very much muddy out there. I was off-road with one of our vehicles yesterday and got a little bit of mud on it. And then I parked in front of the studio with it. So, yeah, there was a little bit of mud dripping down off the vehicle. It got washed, to say the least, yesterday.
Off-roading with Dave on a Thursday. I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, you never know what that guy's going to do. I'm just saying. I know you can hear me, but I'm talking to everybody else right now.
Yes.
You never know what that guy, Dave, is going to do. Off-roading on a Thursday, then shows up downtown Baraboo with dripping mud, and everybody's like, what's happening?
Well,
I don't understand. And he's just like, you know, I don't know.
If somebody had some side commentary, if she wants to step right over to the microphone, because she is definitely welcome to add her 10 cents in here this morning. So, you know, I'm going to swing the microphone over. Normally, I wouldn't do this, but go ahead.
Oh, the truth comes out. Somebody just said, oh, I just had to wash my car. He didn't say why.
Why, Wendy? Why? I gotta know.
She wants to know why, she says.
Because he got it all muddy checking the tower site yesterday.
Yes.
So one white car, too. Is it the white one?
It was the white one, of course. Yes. I was being very careful because I don't normally take that vehicle off-road, but I needed to go around and do our monthly check, and normally I try to go look around the building. And so, yes, I went off-road yesterday with it. Normally I don't do that, and then once I got in there, I realized how muddy it was, and I was slightly concerned for a moment or two that, yes, we might get stuck there yesterday as well. And I think all the people over at the establishment next door that were outside enjoying the fresh air yesterday definitely got a good chuckle because they saw me pulling down the driveway as things were dripping off the vehicle.
I just came up with a new segment for our show. It's the truth about Dave on a Thursday. And then Wendy pops in on the mic, tells us what really happened on Thursday.
Right.
And we move along on a Friday and giggle about Dave's antics on Thursday.
Yeah, she calls it dishing on Dave. And if you want to tune in for that, that's every Sunday night between 8 p.m. and midnight on Sunday nights. Right here on Max FM, dishing on Dave with Wendy.
Why can't we have that every day? That could also be part of the morning
show. Yeah.
I'm down. I mean, it might just happen. You know what?
Yeah.
Live radio, you never know. They gave me a microphone, so.
Exactly. Well, Wendy also has a microphone. So, yeah, it was, yeah, the engineering crew definitely got a good chuckle yesterday when I said I was doing the end of the month tower check. And normally I don't drive in there that far, and then I'm like, it doesn't look that bad in here. Yeah, there's tire tracks there, too. Luckily, the boss. What's that?
Famous last words of everybody that drives off road. It doesn't look that bad.
Right.
You're just in it.
I was in it. Oh, yeah. And there was no turning around either. I was full on in it when I realized it because the tires start slipping. And I've got good tires on here. It's not like these tires are bald or anything like that. So, I mean, I do have good tires on, but I start feeling them kind of slip. And I'm like, this might not go so well. And at this point, I have an audience watching me as well. And so, yeah.
Oh, that makes it extra fun because then you're kind of like, oh, now I have to do something cool and get out of this. And what if I get extra stuck? So you like, you know, you want to kind of look like, I don't know, the cool guy doing the thing in the mud and of the truck or whatever. But then if you get really stuck, then you're not going to look so cool. So there's a moment.
No.
It's like teetering on a cliff of whether or not you're going to get out of it or not. Right. Like,
right. Exactly. And that's all I'm thinking. Yeah, all I'm thinking is, it doesn't look so bad. And I didn't say, hey, watch this or anything else as we went into it. So, yeah. So a good thing the boss is not listening yet this morning. So, but, you know, also, we're going to get back on track here. It's almost March Madness time. The selection starts on March 16th. And then the men get started on the 18th, and the women's tournament starts the next day. Also want to mention the new Major League Baseball season starts just in a few weeks. You know, the Cubs play the Dodgers for the first series in Japan, which is kind of cool. Starting March 18th, the opening day for everyone else is March 27th. So, I mean, a lot of sports things come up in March that we have to look forward to, Emily.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just listening to the Brewers' spring training schedule is very, very soon, right? Is
that they're in? They're already in spring training.
They're already in it. Okay.
Yep, they're in it. They're playing. They had a doubleheader the other day. They won one, lost one. The Brewers have, you know, and it's spring training. I don't get too amped up about how those scores go. I mean, some of those games have been somewhat interesting. I haven't got to listen to all of them yet. I need to see if I can get one of our sister stations tuned in here so I can listen to them on occasion. Because unfortunately, due to MLB restrictions, we're not able to stream those games.
Right. They like to keep that under lock and key, don't they? It's not just for everyone.
Nope.
Which is not fair. That's not cool. Maybe we just have to go to a game and like do a little play-by-play or something like
that. Would
that
be fun.
That would be really fun. Okay, let's figure out how to do that.
We should. Well, and here's the other thing. Okay, well, you know, you let into this one a little bit, so okay. I'm going to mention this one as well. I'm trying to get our hands on some Brewers tickets to give away on air as well, so... Yeah, working on it. So we're seeing what we can do there. I know we're going to have a text to win contest coming up sometime soon. And I know that's going to involve some Brewers tickets as well. So
fun. Well, look at me segueing without knowing. See, that's why they gave me a microphone. Look at that. What do you
think? Yeah, no, it was kind of... It's work in progress, so I mean, I'm still getting all the details worked out. So we'll know more as the month goes on. Once we can officially say, I will definitely pass that along to everyone. But I figured since we're talking about Brewers, want to go see a Brewers game. You know, it would be good to see them again. It's been a long time since we've been to a Brewers game. They're always fun to watch.
So fun.
It is, and it's the ones I try to go to the ones where it's not the Brewers and the Cubs either.
Yeah.
It's just those rivalries get a little bit amped up. Been there for them in the past. Don't need to do that because I'm just there to have fun. I don't care who anybody's rooting for, right?
Yeah, baseball is about like hanging out with people, you know, cheering. Hopefully, if you know, depending on part of the season you're going in, sitting in the sunshine if you're in an outdoor, you know, with Brewers, of course, if it's nice out, they open the roof. Hopefully, that's always still a thing, and. You know, and eating some food and maybe having an adult beverage. I mean, that's really what the games are for. Of course, they're for watching baseball and being a fan. But
right.
Let's face it, it's a long game. You can get up and go wander around and get some food and chat with people and come back and sit down and really still be in the same position in the game. Like, not really.
Yeah.
Probably you didn't miss a huge amount of, like, crazy playmaking stuff, right? You probably can catch up. So it's a nice, like, long afternoon or evening thing you can do that isn't that high amped up in terms of the fact that you can still relax and just enjoy the experience. So, and Miller Park's great, or I think they call it something else now, but I'm just going to call it Miller Park because, you know, I went to my first game at County Stadium, so.
That's so. Where I saw my first game, too. So it was in County Stadium. I actually saw it with my lovely wife and her family when we were first starting to date a few years ago. But I'm not going to date myself further than that. So, Emily, yeah, you're going to be back with us at 7:40. We're going to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. I see that we did have one coming on the text line. We'll make sure we get that on our list. As a reminder, if you know someone that's celebrating today, tomorrow, or Sunday, text us in now, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
99.7 Max FM.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars. Keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of
This is David Grant from 99.7 Max FM. I am joined by Kelly and Deidre from Teal. How are you doing today?
Real good.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We are here to talk about the importance of the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry and the impact on our community.
Well, as part of the Teal family, we've seen the incredible difference a strong community can make. Beyond Blessed, under the leadership of Shannon and Bill, has been actively responding to food scarcity with dignity and respect in our community. Their dedication and hard work shine brightly, especially as they open their new location, underscoring their commitment to our community.
It is definitely important to our community and everyone that they help, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. For years, Teal has stood with Beyond Blessed, aligning with our mission to make products that matter and make lives better. Today, we're encouraging everyone, businesses and individuals alike, to consider how they might be able to help, whether it's volunteering on Wednesdays for distributions, making a donation, or simply spreading the word. The support of everyone is crucial. Together, we can ensure that Beyond Blessed continues its important work, spreading dignity and care throughout this community. Every bit of support helps and is very much valued. Thank you.
You are welcome. We thank you so much for both for joining us today. And again, this is so important, not just to the Baraboo or Saucony area, but the whole community in general, because it helps more than those just in this area. There's no restrictions on who they're going to help, right?
That's right.
And if you're able to make a contribution, please consider that as well. And we do want to take a moment to thank everyone that's come in this week and contributed to Beyond Blessed Food Pantry. We have an awesome community. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today as well. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for
Dave.
Having us.
Have a good one.
You bet. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Next week on Tuesday, we have the James Ind Estate online-only auction. It features farm machinery, including a very nice John Deere 4455 mechanical front-wheel drive tractor. That online-only auction ends Tuesday at 9 a.m. There's a preview at the farm located near Prairie du Sac from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Monday. On Wednesday, we have an antique and collectible auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg, ending at 9 a.m. with a preview on Tuesday. On Friday, we have a drop-off day for our March farm consignment auction for our Reedsburg auction facility. And on Saturday, we have a preview, Saturday and Sunday, for the Sauk Prairie FFA alumni and Honey Creek Snowmobile Club consignment auction at their park in Prairie du Sac from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. both days. Check the website at gavinbrose.com for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo poured in 28 points and pulled down 19 rebounds in a 121-112 Bucks victory over the Denver Nuggets last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brooke Lopez added 22 points, Bucks improving to 33-25 on the season. College action, men's Horizon League play. Milwaukee beat Oakland 71-66, Green Bay down Detroit 76-71. On the women's side, Marquette knocked off Xavier 67-37 in Big East play. Golden Eagles are at UConn on Sunday. The Huskies wrapped up their fifth straight Big East women's title last night with a 72-53 win over Creighton. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team opens the WCHA playoffs with game one of their best-of-three series with Bemidji State at Laban Arena tonight. Cactus League baseball, Brewers scored five in the sixth inning to beat the Royals 12-5. They'll take on the Giants today. WIAA boys and girls state wrestling tournaments underway at the Kohl Center in Madison. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be very windy today with a sprinkle or two possible. Our high in the upper 40s by midday with temperatures falling into the 30s by late afternoon. The wind today gusting to between 35 and 45. The wind will die down tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and colder with a high of 30. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for only $99 a month, interest free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42. 99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:33 on Friday morning. Here are the Rolling Stones. Start Me Up by Max FM.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Then you say it goes wrong.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:41 on Friday, February 28th. Emily, you and I are going to celebrate celebrity birthdays and anniversaries, and we have at least one local one so far.
Yes, we do. So who do you see on there for celebrities that you like for today? Because we have to, go through all three. So
yeah.
Go for it.
And so we're going to pare this list down, just so everyone knows, because there's a lot, go figure, just for today alone. I'm going to work my way backwards. Mario Andretti is 85 years old, racing legend. Do I need say more? Everybody knows the name Andretti. Also, he guest starred on a few Home Improvement episodes as well. Another one that I see on here, Cindy Wilson from the B-52s is 68. We know their biggest hits, Love Shack, Rome, and Rock Lobster. And then we also have Ray Dawn Chong, 64. That's Tommy Chong's daughter. She starred opposite Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando and was also in The Color Purple. And the other one I'll mention today is also Jason Aldean, country singer. He is 48 years old. Who do you see on our list today, Emily, for celebrities?
Oh, Bernadette Peters, how wonderful. What a great actor she is. 77. She, of course, starred in The Jerk, which everybody knows that movie.
Yep.
If they haven't seen that movie, they need to see that movie. I get told the certain line about all I need is this lamp and nothing else, blah, 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 pretty much 3-4 times a week in my house. So it's a good one. So watch that. Of course, Steve Martin is the star in that. Bernadette Peters is fantastic in that. And she was also in Pennies from Heaven. Let's see. John Turturro, another incredible actor, 68 today. Supreme character actor. Isn't that the truth? Oh,
that
brother,
is.
We're out thou. Do the Right Thing. Transformer movies and The Batman. And then let's see.
Allie Larder is 49. She was in the first Final Destination movies and the last three Resident Evil flicks, TV show Heroes, and she was also in Varsity Blues.
Mm-hmm. I love Final Destination movies. If that says anything about me, if you haven't seen Final Destination movies and you want to learn how Emily's brain works, you should go. Just kidding. No. They're really, really funny. And I know that's not supposed to be funny content, but it is just wildly strange. So sometimes that just makes me giggle. Also, we've got, Stephanie Sigmund is 38. Jessica Cortez on SWAT. Let's see. Sarah Bowler is 34. She plays Emily on Mayans MC and Jade on AMC's Into the Badlands. Before that, she was Princess Aurora on Once Upon a Time and Mary Tudor on The Tudors.
And so that was our list for today. I mean, so we're going to fast forward to Saturday, March 1st. The Biebs is the 31 Biebs. Years old. So we have some good ones on here. I'm already
going
messing with
fast.
Our playlist.
31. So. Back yeah. then, they think when you're that young, they think 30 is over. You're over.
Right.
Not anymore. Anyway, Kesha is 38. She's not over. She's still, like, loud and proud. So Kesha's cool. I like her. 38. Happy birthday to her. Let's see. Jack Davenport is 52. Commander Norrington on the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. And Catherine McPhee's philandering director on NBC's Smash. Who do you see for tomorrow, March 1st?
All right. I see Mark Paul Gosselaar is 51. Rainbow's dad on Mixdish. We know him mostly from Zach as Saved by the Bell. Anyone that remembers that or Saved by the Bell, the college years, short-lived series there. Detective Clark on NYPD Blue and Peter Bash on Franklin and Bash. George Eads is 58. He was the Jack Dalton on the new MacGyver, but you know him as Nick Stokes on the original CSI. So that's where we know him. From Booker T is 60, WWE Hall of Famer.
And I'm stealing this one. Ron Howard, 71. Come on. One of the most famous directors and most, I mean, just his movies that he has done has just blown my mind. So 71 today, Ron Howard. Of course, though, back in his day, when he was an actor and a kid, he played Opie on The Andy Griffith Show, Richie Cunningham in Happy Days, and of course, he's the director of Solo, A Star Wars Story. I just have to give this litany of movies that he also directed.
Yes.
Grand Theft Auto, 1977. Since then, he directed my favorite movie of all time, Splash. Then there's Cocoon, Willow, Parenthood, Backdraft, Apollo 13, Ransom, A Beautiful Mind, which you haven't seen that movie rocks. A Beautiful Mind is so good. And The Da Vinci Code, to name a few. So that guy's got a list. Happy birthday to Ron Howard. Plus, a little personal note about that, the way Ron Howard looked when he was, in his 30s, literally my dad looked exactly like him. So I have a special place in my heart for Ron Howard because my dad's a ginger and looked just like Ron Howard. We would always tease my dad that he was secretly Ron Howard or his twin or something.
Look who else is 71. We got to talk about this one, though.
I know.
Catherine Bach. We know her as the original Daisy Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Absolutely. She changed some people's minds about things because she was a tough girl on that show.
Yes,
so
she was.
She did all the things, and I appreciate her. I watched Dukes when I was a little kid, and there's some things about that show that are very questionable, but I really appreciated her character. She was pretty cool. So Lupita Nyong'o is also 42. She was, of course, in Black Panther, Star Wars movies. And she won an Oscar as Patsy in 12 Years a Slave. She is an incredible actress. So check her out on the big screen for sure.
Most definitely. We're going to go to Sunday, March 2nd. Chris Martin is 48, Coldplay superstar. Of course, John Bon Jovi is 63 years young. Full name and real spelling is John Francis Bon Jovi. So Bongiovi for those that did not know that. Luke Combs, country singer superstar, is also 35 years old today, or on March 2nd. So those were our music ones. And, of course, Jay Osmond, 70 from the Osmonds.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget Jay about
Osmond,
that
that's
one.
Right. And then Lorraine Newman is 73, part of the original cast of SNL that is Saturday Night Live. Gates McFadden is 76 on Sunday. Dr. Crusher on Star Trek The Next Generation. And let's see, there's got to be one more good one on here. Oh, Becky G is 28. Trini, the Yellow Ranger in the 2017 Power Rangers movie. Power Rangers have a special place in my heart as well. That is something that show is just a terrible show, but it doesn't matter. I watched it in high school. My kids watched it when they were little. There's something about it. It's like a train wreck. You can't look away. I mean, it's just so bad. Like, my kids loved it. They loved the power. They picked each one that they wanted to be, and they wanted the powers and all the things, so we just went with it because they enjoyed doing it together. So they would ask for Power Ranging, and we would let them do that. So, one of the people in the movie Power Rangers is having a birthday on Sunday, so happy birthday to everybody. everybody with their Sunday, March 2nd birthdays. And I think there's a local.
Oh, there is a local one. And this guy's a legend. John Taylor, happy birthday to you. Your birthday is on February 29th. So really, you know, he's going to be, in theory, like in his 40s. I'm not going to give his exact age, but... Really, according to our person that texted this morning, he's like only 10 in leap years. So we'll let you all decide on that one. But John, happy birthday to you. But I hope you have a great day. Everybody in the Bear Bar knows John. So we look forward to him celebrating. My question is, John, are you celebrating today or on Saturday? So if John, you're listening, or one of your family members, which I know there's at least a couple of them listening this morning, let us know when John celebrates, if it's today or tomorrow. I'm curious about that one.
I mean, I'm gonna say happy birthday, John. I'm gonna say go ahead and celebrate both days, because if you're a leap day baby, you get to have all the things, because your actual birthday doesn't exist this year. So just take it away, take both the days. The 28th and the 1st are your birthday, John. Go for it.
Right. So, Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10 this morning. Oh, hang on. We got an, Brandon, I knew you wouldn't disappoint. So Brandon says, John is such a big deal, he celebrates all weekend long.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Way to go, John and Brandon and all the people that are going to celebrate with John, because that needs to happen. Birthdays are for celebrating, and they're not just the one day, especially if you're a leap day baby. You get to do it.
Right. So happy birthday. Celebrate all weekend long, John. We hope you have a great day. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Water Street Social Club, one of the area's newest eatery, features craveable appetizers, delicious pasta, pizzas, salads, smash burgers, and so much more. Try their Bavarian pretzel, some delicious roasted Brussels sprouts with bourbon bacon jam, scrumptious dumplings served with their original mouth-watering sauce, or their famous Water Street deviled eggs. Watch their Facebook page for entertainment, including specialty classes, great local music from talented musicians, and the area's most challenging and fun trivia nights.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget. Shop quality women's clothing in sizes from 0 through 26. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique also has designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Plus, make sure to check out their $1 clearance bins. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals. Max FM.
Stars, 'cause you like.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I hear a wind whistling air, whispering in my ear.
Oh, Mercury, she's through every degree. Oh, girl dancing down those dirty and dusty trails. Take it hip to hip, rock you through the wilderness. Around the world, the trip begins with a kiss. Roll if you want to, roll around the world. Roll if you want to, without anything but the love we feel.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm